Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day, everyone. Richard Martin here with details of your wake up call on Monday, July the 17th, 2017. And this is coming to you, as always, from Malaysia. The United States considers your bank account as an asset that, in effect, belongs to your bank and can be seized by the government to pay bank debts and obligations. As banks fail, your deposits are considered liabilities, according to US banking law, then converted into equity or stock shares in the company. Once converted to equity, you are regarded as a shareholder, not a depositor. Now you are no longer insured by the FDIC over $250,000, and therefore, as the banks fail, so do your deposits. Even when you are insured, it could take years to retrieve your money. We saw this in the case of the oldest money market fund in existence, a US government fund which went under, and it took my clients 5 years to recover their money. Unfortunately, the banks we used to trust to safeguard and protect our deposits and bank accounts are becoming the riskiest places to store money. Greece and Australia have taken measures to ensure that if banks fail, bank accounts are on the hook to help assist with bail-ins, which Obama gladly embraces. Like many modern taxes, this planned tax on bank accounts is being framed as a tax on the banks, not on individual customers. Its cost, however, will be passed on to depositors in the form of higher fees or lower interest paid on their accounts. This tax on bank deposits is projected from its start to raise around $500 million a year, purportedly for a financial stabilization fund to help protect banks from collapse in future financial crises. Is it any wonder why so many people are turning to smarter, safer, and more secure ways of protecting their money? I gave an all-out recommendation to take your money out of the banks about a year ago. I maintain that advice, but I have no way of knowing how long it will take for that advice to bear fruit. Just get out, remains my advice. Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be talking a lot today about the Federal Reserve. I mentioned last week the idiocy of Janet Yellen, who made a comment about there being no further financial crisis in her lifetime the other day. And I decided to sit down and think about the real implications of the Fed's suicidal policies over the years. And you know, the irony is that the Fed will have been overwhelmingly responsible for the coming financial crisis that Yellen says will not happen. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about that. Lots of other useful and interesting things, I hope. So please spare a thought for the donation tab, which is to be found at the website richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com. No punctuation, all lowercase. Please subscribe if you would. I'm asking for $70 a quarter, which is automatically renewed. And if that is too much, please feel free to reduce it. But the minimum is $30 a quarter. All right, well, there it is. It's Monday, so you will hopefully be having a good, successful, and fruitful week ahead. And I will be back. This is Richard Martin saying, see you Friday. Until then, bye-bye.
And there you have it. You decide.